Chapter 11. Devastation in London. The old world was gone, and Ashton felt like he was on Mars. Man isn't master on Earth anymore, he thought. We've lost the war. But where are the people? Surely some people have survived. And where are the Martians? Ashton decided to walk towards London, but first he needed to find food. He walked on roads covered in red plants. They were up to his knees in some areas and to his neck in others. He finally came to a garden and saw vegetables growing in the ground. Food. He picked some carrots and ate them. They were delicious. Later, he ate apples and mushrooms and drank water from a stream. Although the red plant filled the stream and the water tasted metallic, he needed to drink. He felt stronger and was now determined to find some survivors. As he got closer to London, he saw that in many places the red plant was dry and had white spots all over it. The leaves broke easily. These alien plants seem to be dying from bacteria, Ashton thought. Many of them are already dead. Finally, he arrived in London and found great devastation there. Most houses were completely destroyed, and human skeletons lay in the ashes. The Martians used their heat ray here, thought Ashton. Those poor people. I pray Hannah is safe in Leatherhead. Will I see her or any other human again? Am I the only person alive? Black dust covered the streets and everything was quiet. In a baker's shop, Ashton found mouldy but edible food and ate it hungrily. He continued through the silent residential areas until he arrived at Regent's Park. Far away over the trees, he suddenly saw a tripod standing very still. Ashton wasn't afraid of it anymore. He walked towards the machine and saw it was destroyed, its body and tentacles smashed. Next to the trees, he saw a second tripod, as motionless as the first one. It was standing near the zoo. Ashton looked up and saw a third one towering above the trees. It was erect and motionless like the others. As he walked closer, he saw many birds on the ground near the tripods. He started to run along the road, passing dead red plants along the way. On the next hill was another tripod, also totally still and silent. Birds were eating something from inside its head. Ashton felt a wild, trembling exultation. The Martians were defeated now. He saw smashed and fallen tripods here and there. In many cases, their heads were smashed or open. Birds circled each of them, devouring the Martians inside. The Martians are destroyed, Ashton said, just like the plants. They weren't prepared for Earth's bacteria, he smiled. After man and his armies failed, God's simplest form of life won the battle. There are at least 50 dead Martians, Ashton said. They are destroyed. Standing on top of another hill, Ashton looked around him at London. The dome of St. Paul's Cathedral was beautiful against the sunrise. Not everything was destroyed, he thought. I have survived, and maybe others have too. They'll come out, and we'll begin again. But what will happen to me? My old life is gone forever. I must get to Leatherhead and find Hannah.